ABC News.
Dr. Shanahan, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Well, that decision to bring the 2,000 or so troops home flies in the face of some of the advice given from the Pentagon. What's your view on this?
Well, I think people are still trying to understand exactly what President Trump's trying to achieve. We know that he's never been a fan of having US troops in Syria. It's something that he inherited from President Obama. And initially he put in additional troops and increased the time frame for the defeat of Islamic State in the northeast. And I think he's just grown tired of having a troop presence without a grand strategy as to why they are there. I suppose the other thing overlying over the top of it is perhaps recent comments by President Erdogan that there was going to be a Turkish military offensive and those troops were going to advance to the east of the Euphrates to take on Kurdish elements, and perhaps one of the elements in or factors in President Trump's calculations was that this was a way of avoiding possible situation where US troops and fellow NATO allies might have been in contact with each other militarily.
But do you agree with his tweet when he says that Islamic State in Syria has been defeated?
No, listen, I think the term defeated can be quite contested. Brett McGurk, his envoy and long-term US envoy against Islamic State, has spoken about the need to ensure an enduring defeat of Islamic State, and certainly an enduring defeat has not been achieved. In Syria, they're certainly on the run. They've lost nearly all of their territory. They find it very difficult to operate, but they've certainly not been entirely defeated.
And you may have heard me mention the Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who says the American withdrawal at this time is a huge win for IS, for Iran, for Syria's Bashar al-Assad, and for Russia too. Do you agree with those comments?
Oh, well, listen, there's a bit of hyperbole in that. We have to understand that when people talk about losing Syria to the Assad regime or losing Syria to Russia, the reality is the Syrian government is still the internationally recognised government of Syria. Russia has had a more than half-century-long military alliance with Syria, so they are the long-term players. And I think as people scramble to work out what they're going to do long-term, they're going to try and sideline a country like Iran from gaining too much influence in Syria while acknowledging the reality of Syrian and Russian alliance interests.
So with the withdrawal of these troops within around 100 days, what sort of Syria will they leave behind?
Well, I mean, that's the $64,000 question. I mean, the Kurds would have, and I know, have been in contact with the Syrian government. Everybody knows that the US was not going to stay in northeastern Syria permanently. They just, I suppose, everybody assumed that there would be a much more orderly withdrawal of forces. So the Kurds will have come to some, or at least had the initial stages of agreements with the central government in Damascus. They'll be seen to be relatively losing out of this outcome, but they'll probably come up with an arrangement with Damascus which improves their situation compared to what it was before the outbreak of the civil war. And then the question becomes, what is going to happen about all the rebuilding and stabilisation funds that the US was getting from the Gulf states to start to reintroduce services into northeastern Syria in cities like Raqqa, which have been extremely badly damaged. Mm. So I think everybody's still trying to come to terms with exactly what this means in the future for northeastern Syria.
Do you think that President Trump, who has been criticised so often before of doing policy on the run, is this another example of that, or do you think there is a strategy that we're yet to find out?
Listen, I think it's probably the former rather than the latter, because everybody is scrambling to understand the ramifications, not only outside Washington, but inside Washington. The briefings that have been given to journalists and others are pretty thin on detail, which would indicate that there hasn't been much operational planning done about this withdrawal that has been done pretty quickly. But he's the Commander-in-Chief. We've seen before that he makes decisions. I suppose the other question is, will he walk back slightly from this announcement and perhaps lengthen the timelines as the difficulties of actually achieving what he wants become apparent? But I think it is, as we said at the start, it's a decision made by Trump alone.
Dr. Shanahan, good to speak with you as always. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Dr. Roger Shanahan there, a fellow at the Lowy Institute and a specialist in international and Middle East studies.
ABC News.